This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Hurricane Delta continues roaring ever closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast, apparently on track to smash into the same southwestern part of the state where Hurricane Laura blasted ashore 6 weeks ago. Forecasters said Delta, the 25th named storm of an unprecedented Atlantic hurricane season, would likely hit Friday evening somewhere on southwest Louisiana's coast. The question was whether it would remain a devastating Category 3 strength or drop just before landfall to a still extremely dangerous Category 2 storm, with winds falling below 110 miles per hour. As Delta churned north at 12 miles per hour Friday morning, the National Hurricane Center had a hurricane warning in place for the Gulf Coast extending from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana. 13 men in the U.S. Midwestern state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap the governor and other top state officials. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power in restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. The Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all of Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that is already reeling under U.S. sanctions. The move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks that had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions and, more importantly, subjects foreign non-Iranian financial institutions to penalties for doing business with them. The final presidential debate is slated to go on as scheduled. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of massive unrest at the polls on Election Day. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. It comes in the wake of claims by President Donald Trump and his allies that the vote will be rigged and his call to supporters to, quote, go into the polls and watch very carefully, end quote. Thousands of Venezuelans are heading to Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru in search of work as these countries reopen their economies following months of lockdowns. But South American roads have become harder to negotiate for poor migrants with no money for bus tickets as shelters remain closed due to the pandemic. Oman will reintroduce a nighttime ban on movement and enforce the overnight closures of shops and public places between October 11th and 24th to help contain the coronavirus, state media reported. The restrictions will apply from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Gulf state's beaches will also be closed until further notice. The Nobel Peace Prize for 2020 goes to the United Nations World Food Program. The Nobel Committee says it is the world's largest humanitarian organization working to alleviate hunger.
Last year, the WFP provided assistance to close to 1 million people in 88 countries who are victims of acute food insecurity and hunger.
World Food Program Chief David Beasley says he was humbled by the news. You can read more on these stories on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.